survive. So theologically, the Jews had to have a purpose. And this was one of their purposes. The purpose was that the Jew became the middleman. And the example that we could give just to illustrate it is, let's say nobleman X had 10,000 gold florins, and nobleman Y needed them, wanted to borrow them. So the nobleman X went to a Jew, sometimes a Jew who had nothing to do with money lending, but on the basis of force or on the basis of pressure, he said to him, "Now I'm giving you 10,000 gold florins, and I want to collect from you 30% interest," which in the Middle Ages was not high. In the Middle Ages, the average interest rate ran between 35 to 40%. So he said, "I want 30%. The Jew turned around and went to nobleman Y, and he said, "I've got 10,000 gold florins, I want 40%. So nobleman X's 10,000 gold florins got the nobleman Y. Nobleman Y is going to pay 40% to the Jew. The Jew's going to pay 30 of the 40 to the nobleman X. And that is how the Jew, in effect, became a middleman, a banker. And he was able to fulfill that role. Of course, what happened if nobleman Y didn't pay? So more times than not, it was the Jew that had to pay. And if he could not pay, then more times than not, physical harm came to him. And therefore, this was a very dangerous business to be in. It also drove the interest rates up even higher, because you had to make enough money on one loan to cover the bad loans, because you had to have money to pay back to the nobleman. So in effect, it was a terribly inefficient economic system. It was a system that eventually destroyed itself, until by the 15th century, the great Italian banking houses, who were staunchly Roman Catholic, but who somehow ignored the problem of usury, established themselves, and a more efficient modern system of banking began. But until that time, that was one of the purposes that the Jews performed. And the Jews did so in Provence. The Jews in Narbonne, in Arles, in Lunéville, in Montpellier, in Perpignan. The Jews were well known for being the money lenders. I can think that you can also understand that being a money lender is not a popular occupation. It's when you get the money from the bank today, you feel happy for about 4 seconds. But upon contemplating it, the banks are not very popular, even in our time and even in our country. Because interest is the only thing that piles up, whether you're doing good or you're doing bad, whether you're asleep, whether you're awake. Right? Shabbos and Yom Tov, Sunday, it never stops. And if everybody takes a look, for instance, at their home mortgages and sees that for the $50,000 they may have borrowed, at $150,000 they may have borrowed, they pay back 4 or 5 times the original amount. So that, you know, that gives one pause. One does not like that. And even though economically it can be explained to you that that even though you pay back 5 times as much because of the inflation, everything else, you still feel like you were taken. Emotionally, a person feels badly. It's hard to explain how $250,000 equals $50,000. And therefore, there is natural resentment against the lender. And when the lender was Jewish of a different faith, this really is the beginning of the caricature of the Jew as being a Shylock, of being a money-hungry person, a person that will do anything for money.